Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as the King and Jesus Christ as Lord. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. We welcome each and every one of you. Have a seat at the breakfast table, lunch table, dinner table, regardless of the time it is where you are. But there's no time and distance in the spirit. So you're at the right place at the right time. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Giving the Lord all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Amen and amen. Please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org and find out more about our ministry. Glory be to the living God. Yesterday, amen, gave you some scriptures, amen, coming out of the book of Deuteronomy chapter number 6. As the scriptures, amen, plainly made it plain to us that there is extreme danger in forgetting God. Sometimes we forget people, we forget things, we forget circumstances, but one person we never ever want to forget is God. Amen. We want to continue on that vein today. And I want to draw your attention to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 26. 2 Chronicles, chapter number 26, and verse number 5 reads like this. Glory be to the living God. And it says, and he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Drop down to verse number 15, and it reads, and he made in Jerusalem engines. He invented glory be to God. And in Jerusalem, he made devices invented for use on the towers and on the corner defenses so that soldiers could shoot arrows and hurl large stones from the walls. Fame spread far and wide, for he was greatly helped until he became powerful. But after Uzziah became powerful, his pride led to his downfall. He was unfaithful to the Lord his God and entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Beloved, amen. We're going to talk to you and teach a lesson this morning. Amen. We titled it Your Supply Source. Your Supply Source. Who is your source of supply? What is your source of supply? Are you sure? Are you sure? Beloved, in our scripture today, Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Beloved, in our scripture today, we read a highlight in some key verses on Uzziah. Uzziah was a man of God who pleased God. God was very pleased with his life in his early years as king. He started out on the good foot. He started out faithful. He started out humble. Glory be. He was an inventor, as we just read in the scriptures. He was making good moves, good strategies, good decisions, and the Lord was blessing him and prospering him. And the Bible says that he became very, very, very rich. He had gifts. He was skillful in organizing, and he was skillful in delegating. He was a very successful warrior and a city builder. He was in charge. He reigned as king for 52 years. Woo, that's a long time. That's a long time to be in one position and reign. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, there's some good things about him. See? But it's not how you start. It's how you finish. I say it all the time. I say it all the time. And I'm going to keep saying it because it's true. The Bible says, amen, glory be. He that endureth unto the end shall be saved. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. Beloved, we are never closer to failure than during our greatest successes. If we fail to recognize God's part in our achievements, they are no better than failures. Uzziah, beloved, and the Bible, he had two names. When you read in the Bible, Azariah, okay, it's talking about the same person, Uzziah. It's like the same way some of you have about two or three names. Okay? He was a very successful king. Remarkable. Outstanding. Above the rest. He was all that. His achievements brought him fame. Everything he was touching, he was being blessed. He was prospering. The money was coming in. The fame was coming in. Everybody knew his name. He was successful in war and peace. He was successful in planning and execution. He was successful in building, and he was successful in planting. Glory be to the living God. Uzziah, the king of Judah, glory be, prospered as long as he sought God. When he put God first, hey, he was winging it. He was bringing it in. Or he was racking up. He was stacking up. Why? Because he sought God. He put God first. See, God was number one, number uno. Nothing came before God. God gave him the victory over his enemies. He built towers. He dug many wells for his livestock. He planted vineyards. He developed a strong army of over 300,000 mighty warriors. And his fame spread abroad. As he became powerful and prosperous, he forgot God. The higher up he went, the lower God went on his agenda. He didn't take God with him. He didn't take the testimony with him. He didn't take the praise with him. See, because it was all about me, 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 I. We know what happened with Satan. Satan was already in heaven. Some people believe that you can't lose your salvation. Glory be to God. We already taught on that. That's a two-sided coin because Satan was already in heaven and got evicted. Because that's what happens when you want to exalt yourself over God. This is what happened to Uzziah. Instead of diligently seeking God for his strength and looking to him as his source of supply, Uzziah became puffed up with pride. Instead of recognizing that everything that he had accomplished was because of what God had done for him, he was exalted in his own eyes. Look what I did. Look what I accomplished. You see these inventions? Oh, you see this city? Oh, yeah, you see? Yeah, I have the best warriors. Oh, yeah, we win every fight. Oh, yeah. See? Me. But beloved, Uzziah overestimated his own importance in bringing about the great achievements he experienced. He did so many things well that a consuming pride gradually invaded his life, like the leprous disease that finally destroyed his body. And trying to act like a priest, he took on a role that God did not mean for him to have. He had forgotten not only that God had given him everything he had, but also that God had certain roles for others that he needed to respect. And he didn't. See, God didn't love nobody but him. God wasn't using nobody but him. Nobody had the intelligence that he had. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, beloved, 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 we must be so careful. In Uzziah's pride and self-sufficiency, he disregarded God's commandments concerning the priesthood. He went into the temple. He took the sacred position of the priest to burn incense upon the altar. And as a result of this disobedience and sin against God, the Bible tells us that he became leprous while he was still standing by the altar of incense. Uzziah lost his kingdom, that kingdom he worked for, built up 52 years. I mean, it was a masterpiece. You can find Uzziah's story in the history books, not only in the Bible, in the encyclopedia. It was majestic. He lost it all. He lost it all. The Bible says not only did he lose his kingdom, but he was cut off from the house of the Lord. He lost his kingdom and he lost his soul. The Bible tells us that this man died as a leper. And beloved, those of you that know a little bit about the Bible know that when somebody was a leprous, people couldn't even come around you. You was considered a curse. You had to live a separate life. You had to live in a cave or an isolated situation. Glory be to God. Nobody could come close to you. That's how this man, can you imagine? The richest man in the kingdom, 52 years of grandeur, major accomplishments, and you die as a leper. The same people you putting your nose up on, thinking you better than them, you die worse than them, and you die broker than them. He didn't have nothing. Can you imagine going from a billionaire to welfare? Can you imagine to be extremely healthy? Glory be to God. Now you a leper. Now you're at the bottom of the food chain begging for food. You own the whole kingdom. Now you have to pray that somebody can give you a room to rent. You need a room. And you own the whole city. That's how low he went. Why? Because he forgot God. He forgot the God who brought him up, the God who gave him the grace and the mercy and the intelligence to do everything that he did. Oh, Father God, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Uzziah's pride was rooted in his lack of thankfulness. What did I say yesterday? When you forget to be grateful, when you forget to tell the Lord, thank you for what I got. It might not be all that, but I thank you for what I got. My house might not be all that. My family might not be all that. Come on, y'all, but I thank you for what I got. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It might not be the best of the bestest, but I thank you for what I got. Glory be to God. It was rooted in the lack of thankfulness. You ever see people, glory be to God, God do something for them, you do something for them, and they don't even say thank you. And they want to, they thinking about what's next. I've seen people eating at the table with food in their mouth, didn't even bless the meal, and go actually worrying about what they going to eat for tomorrow. You ain't said thank you to God for what you eating today. Lack of thankfulness. The Bible says, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Beloved, we have no accounts of this king ever showing appreciation to God for the marvelous gifts that he received. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? God just put you in a $5 million house that you didn't pay a dollar for, and you didn't even say thank you. Look, it don't have to be $5 million. It could be a $50,000 house, and you ain't said thank you. And this man here owns all the houses, and you ain't said thank you. Glory be to God. Our accomplishments may not compare with Uzziah's, but we still owe God a debt of thanksgiving for our very lives. Some of you woke up this morning and ain't told God thank you yet. You forgot your heart was beating all last night while you were sleeping. You forgot you was breathing in and breathing out. And if you had skipped one beat, if your heart skipped one beat, everybody would know. If you stop breathing for 2 minutes, everybody would know, huh? And you wake up in the morning complaining and grumbling and talking about how this hurt and that hurt and haven't even told the Lord, thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for a roof over my head, clothes on my body, food in my fridge. Thank you, Father. It might not be what I want to eat, but it's something there, and a full belly is a full belly, huh? Beloved, if God is not getting the credit for your successes, shouldn't you start looking at your life differently? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, beloved, that as long as Uzziah sought God, God caused him to prosper. I'm almost finished. I'm gonna stop right here because we need to meditate on this line right here. I'm gonna say it again. I'm gonna say it two more times. As long as he sought God, the Bible says, as long as he put God first, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. The Bible says we ought to love God with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, all of our strength. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs 3:5, glory be to God, it tells us, amen, acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways, and he shall direct our path. Glory be to God. When God is first, glory be to God. As Uzziah did it, he was doing it. He was rolling. He was rocking. He was the example. He was the mentor. He was the coach. Everybody was looking up to him. This man was an example of what happens when you put God first. He could not be touched with his prosperity. He couldn't be touched. But it got to his head. It got to his head. See, it was no longer God. See, you know, I went to college. Yeah, no, everybody needs to go to college, y'all little dumbbells. Yeah, because you know, yeah, because you know, I've always had, you know, a high degree of intelligence. Yeah, you know. Yeah, oh, what? And how did you do this? Yeah, well, let me tell you what I did. Let me tell you how I made. Let me tell you what I with all them eyes. Lord have mercy. The Bible said as long as Uzziah sought God, God caused him to prosper. Not the government, not the political system. God caused him to prosper. Not the lottery system. God caused him to prosper. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Promotion doesn't come from the south, from the east, or from the west. Promotion comes from God. God has a million, a billion, a zillion ways to bless you. Your job is not your source. Your social security is not your source. Your investments is not your source. Your business is not your source. That's just a vehicle that God uses, amen, to get to you. And God wants to give you multiple sources, not just one. Why? Because God is the source. God is the source. He forgot that. But as long as he remembered it, God caused him to prosper. Man, look, when God is causing you to prosper, can't nobody shut you down. It was nothing his enemies could do. Boy, the people back then that was practicing witchcraft and hexes and praying witchcraft prayers, they couldn't touch him. They couldn't touch him. He was untouchable. When God is prospering you, if God be for you, who can be against you? But keep reading now. He was doing good. He was doing good. Over 50 years, that's a heck of a run. I know everybody thought homeboy was on his way to heaven. Oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, yeah, he's a king. Yeah, It ain't how you start, it's how you finish. It ain't how you start, it's how you finish. He was doing well when he sought God. He made God his partner. God was included in everything. Matter of fact, God wasn't included. Amen. Uzziah was included in God's agenda. That's what makes you prosperous. Not when you include God in your agenda, but when you make yourself available to God's agenda. But the Bible says when he forgot God, turn around and tell your neighbor, say, don't forget. Don't forget where you came from. Oh, don't forget them testimonies. Oh, don't you forget. Don't you forget the bad times. Don't you forget the good times. Don't you dare forget. Don't get new on God. Let me tell you something. Some people we get new on. And some people we need to get new on. But baby, you can't get new on God. When he forgot God, huh? Glory be to God. And no longer sought God, Uzziah brought destruction upon himself. The devil didn't do it. Oh, we give the devil so much glory. The devil turning around, shaking his head. So who they talk about? The devil didn't do it, y'all. Yeah, we know the devil a liar. But you a liar right now. Because guess what? Because the devil didn't do it. That witch that lived next door to you, she didn't do it either. That warlock and that wizard that you working with didn't do it either. Some of you might be living with one. They didn't do it either. No, the president didn't do it. Your boss didn't do it. You did it. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. You can't twist God's hand to bless you, baby. You're going to pay the piper. What's up? The world call it Murphy's Law. They call it this. They call it that. But guess what? It's the truth. Whatever you send out gonna come back. And guess what? It's going to come back bigger. It's going to come back more. And it's going to come back greater than what you sent out. Do you see why we got to do right? You see why we got to do right by God and do right by people? Guess what? God's going to make sure you don't die, amen, until you get what you got. What's coming to you. Now, we want to thank God that God will have mercy on whom he will have mercy. God might lighten it up a little bit. He might not. But God has to honor his word because he is a God of justice. Uzziah brought destruction on himself. 52 years. 52 years as a king. I'm talking about rich on rich on rich on rich. He was probably the landlord for the whole kingdom. Everybody was paying him rent. Can you imagine? We get one or two rental properties and we think we got something going. This boy owned the kingdom and got snooty with God. Got snooty with God. I can see them now interviewing him on Oprah, whoever. You know, I'm just using that as an analogy. Huh? I can see them interviewing him on CNN. Just tell the world your secret. How did you do all this? Well, let me tell you what I did. What? What? Sometimes I watch the Academy Awards and I just see, amen, glory be to God, and on a small scale, I'm using this analogy on a small scale right now, and they get up there, they want to thank the producers and thank this person and thank that person. And I was so proud of our sister, amen, that went up there, amen, from Philadelphia and stood on stage. And maybe they had some rules and regulations about talking about God, but she said, y'all a liar. And the first things came out of her mouth, she said, I really love God. How's it go here, sister? There's always a way to give God some praise. She said, I love God. Hey! Woo! Uzziah didn't have that much sense. Beloved, this example of Uzziah's end is another warning against forgetting God and another important key to living in the prosperity that God provides for us is revealed. Let me ask you a question as we close on this morning. Do you want to be blessed and prosper in everything you do? Be honest, I can't hear you right now. I can't hear your answer. But I want to answer because guess what? I'm going to ask the question again, then I'm going to give you my answer. Do you want to be blessed and prosper in everything you do? Yes, that's my answer. Okay? Well, beloved, you must determine right now, this moment, not tomorrow. You must determine in your heart, not just in your mouth, not just in your head, but I'm talking about in your heart because that's what God is looking at. That's what God judges. That's what God weighs. That's what gets God's attention. You must determine right now in your heart to remember that God is your source of supply. You see why we don't have to beg and borrow? You see why we don't have to fear and sweat? Because God is your source. You see why the widow woman, amen, glory be to God, was comforted even though she didn't have no money and became the richest woman in that part of town? How do you move from being on welfare to being the richest person in the neighborhood? Because God was her source of supply. Girl, you see why the disciples, amen, went from nothing, fishing all night, couldn't find a fish, couldn't find one fish, glory be to God, until, amen, the same night, the whole net was full, so it was so heavy, amen, that the blessings broke through.
God wants to bless you so heavy where your blessings are breaking through. Why? Because the disciples knew that Jesus was their supply. Beloved, who's yours? Who's yours? It's easy for us to say, yeah, God is my source. Well, if God is your source, are you giving him the praise? Are you giving him the glory? Are you telling him thank you? Or you want to put it on something else? Beloved, we must continually seek him to know him. You will find me when you have sought for me with your whole heart. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. We must seek him continually, continually. See, you know him better today than you did yesterday, but your goal is to know him better tomorrow than you know him today. Why? Because you're continually seeking him until the day you die. Still won't get to know him all, amen, because God is not to be known like that. If we could figure God out like that, he would cease from being God. God can't be figured out like that, but it's our desire to get to know him more and more and more. God has unlimited power. God has unlimited power. We put a cap. We put God in a box. We put God in a little box. Okay, well, you know, a $20,000 a year box. You got to be kidding. You got to be kidding. You see all these rich people out here in the world, and they don't even know God. And you boasting that you his son and his daughter, glory be to God, and can't pay your electric bill. That's not the will of God. Doggone it, God to give you the electric company. You end up being a CEO. People be wondering how you got there and you didn't even have a high school degree. God can do anything but fail. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We have to acknowledge his blessings and we have to also honor him through your giving. Beloved, if you're not honoring God, you forgot him. Just like Isaiah. Because you're not honoring him. Honor God with the first fruit of all of your increase. That is your way of saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, it's all yours anyhow. Here's your cut. Here you go, God. Thank you, Lord. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that I can come and give you something. I'm so grateful I got something to give you. Glory be to God. Beloved, remember that God is the source of provision for you and your family. Remember God's faithfulness. Remember the blessing that God has poured into your life. And remember the promises that God has given unto you. Be like Isaiah, beloved. Oh, it's a couple of others in the Bible, too, that we can bring up. Amen. If the Lord's willing, we may talk about them. Nebuchadnezzar and the rest of them, they forgot God. Don't forget your source of supply. Don't forget where your blessings came from, where they're coming from. Don't forget where they came from. Don't forget how they're being sustained. And don't forget where they're coming in from. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is our source. And therefore, we tell him thank you. We tell him thank you. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Tell the Lord thank you this morning. Tell the Lord thank you. Thank you for waking me up. Good morning, Jesus. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for the activity of my limbs. Thank you for the blood warm in my veins. Thank you for my heartbeat, Father. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for a reasonable portion of strength. Thank you, Father God, for what I have. Thank you that I didn't have to sleep out on the street corners tonight. Oh, Father God, but you got a roof over my head. Oh, God, I might have slept on the floor, but I had a place to lay down. Oh, Father God, it might not have been that much in the cupboards, but I thank you for the food that I had to eat, the water that I had to drink. I want to say thank you that bad news didn't come my way during the midnight hour. Oh, God, thank you for the bills that are paid. Oh, God, I want to say thank you for my source of supply, being my source. Thank you, Father God. I may not have no money in my checking account. No, that's not that much in my savings account. But God, I know it's coming. Oh, God, I want to bless you for increase and overflow, making me a wise steward. God, thank you for giving me good soil to sow into. Oh, Father God, seed time and harvest. God, I want to say thank you for keeping me from the evil, danger seen, danger unseen. Oh, Father God, they couldn't break into my house, Father God, because the angels was out there watching. Oh, God, thank you for keeping us from fires, gas explosions, home invasions, heart attacks. God, we just want to bless you right now, God. We're rich, Father God, and even right now, because Father God, we are living in your glory. We are basing in your glory, in your presence. That's the richest, Father God. That's really all the richness we need. That's all the wealth we need. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, because Father God, your glory filleth the temple. Oh God, and we are your temple. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God, and your glory is being revealed in our life. You can't get no richer than that. You can't get no more blessed than that. Father God, help us not to forget where we come from. Some of us have come through the muck and the mire. Some of us, Father God, have come through a hard situation. Some of us have come through embarrassing situations. We don't even want nobody to talk about it. Father God, some of us still got some skeletons in our closet. But Father God, we say thank you for helping us to press on, forgetting the past. Father God, thank you that we are forgiven, and thank you that you have helped us to forgive ourselves. But we are pressing on, God, and as we continue to seek you, you promised us, Father God, hallelujah, prosperity and blessings as our soul prospers, because Jesus came to bless us and for us to have an abundant life and to destroy the works of the devil. Father God, help us not to forget. Father God, help us not to forget where we come from, because we don't want to repeat it. And if we don't want to go out like has Uzziah. Uzziah lost the kingdom. He lost his wealth. And he lost his life because he became arrogant, spiritually arrogant. Help us, Father, to stay humble. Help us to get humble and stay humble. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we do pray. Thank you, Father. Now, Father God, as we move forward this day, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it will not come to pass. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for helping us not to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. but knowing that it is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone who believeth. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a wonderful day, a glorious day, a victorious day. Amen. Walk in the blessings. Amen. Because the blessings of the Lord is here. Amen. Don't forget. Amen. Don't forget. Hallelujah. Where you came from. Hallelujah. Don't forget to give God praise and give God the glory and give God the honor all the time. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Hallelujah. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. Pastor Bradford, Philadelphia, signing out. Love you.